You want another European tournament? How have you found the umpiring standard at this competition so far?
So far, the umpiring has been very good. I mean, I've actually stood in two games, and on both occasions, the umpires I stood with are very, very competent. Yeah.
Have you noticed an improvement over the past few years? I know there are a lot of courses going on with the ECC and a lot of initiatives. The standard, I think, has risen over the
Yes, I
last
mean,
few years.
yes, it has. I mean, I started in 2000. Winter 2000, I started, and one of the things we've been trying, I've been involved with the ECC is trying to raise umpiring standards. So, yeah, there has been an improvement, and we're looking to try and improve umpiring standards, but also to try and bring other umpires on.
But there's a lot of opportunities now for umpires from the lesser countries, shall we say. I mean, there's progression there, isn't there? There's a they can make their way up the
Yes,
ladder.
I mean, if the so-called minor countries are looking to play cricket, you need to, are you looking to improve the standard cricket, you've got to improve the umpiring as well, because bad umpiring will ruin good cricket. So it's important that umpiring standards in all countries are raised. Yeah.
What do you think about the playing standard in this? I mean, you've seen, as you say, you've stood in two matches. Who do you think will win the competition?
Well,
It's
I think without a doubt, although I haven't seen the Irish yet, I mean, Ireland and Scotland are the two countries with the biggest cricketing heritage, so you expect them to be better than the other countries. But countries like Denmark and so on are improving, and it's nice to see countries like Italy and France and so on, where cricket are not traditional sports, improving as well. And as I said, I've been involved since about 2000 winter, and I've seen the Italians, I've seen the Greeks, I've seen the etc. Seen standards of cricket improve there, so it's good.